Hello to members of Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony. Happy New Year to all the people of God. I am trusting all is well with you and your joy of Christ grows deeper by the day. We serve a merciful God who loves us unconditionally and with no respect of persons, whether rich or poor, all praises unto Almighty God. When we do something great, we want our props. When parents sacrifice day and night to raise their kids, they expect appreciation. Parents want their kids to grow into adults who live by the values that were instilled in them. What does God expect from those who enjoy His mercies every morning? Consider this. You have come this far by faith, with many spiritual miles to go before reaching the end of your journey. Are you striving to reach your destiny to live with God? Man is incapable of reaching spiritual heights into God's holy presence on his own. Man is lost without the God whom he disregards. Our scripture calls for all living creatures to praise the Lord. New Year is a great time to praise the Lord above anything else we celebrate. COVID-19 will smother the usual celebration for a new year. But then, how many would have given God his props anyway? Our text is found in Psalm 116, verses 1 through 12. I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I have said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Amen. Consider this subject for meditation. Rendering to God his just due. We'll discuss the necessity to praise God at all times. Especially after the difficult time we had last year, our focus should be on God. When we consider all that God has done throughout our life, what should we give back to God? This is the first Sunday of 2020. We are here today because God ordained that we see this new year. That alone is reason enough to give back to God for what he does for us. Understand, we give to God unconditionally, not as a payment on a loan or settling a debt. Rendering to God is gratitude, going beyond mere words of thanks. Interpreting this in human terms, we would give only so much before we made it clear our giving needs to be reciprocated. But God's ways are not our ways. What do you give God when he has delivered you from life-threatening situations and dire circumstances? What does God deserve when he is preserving you from an ongoing life threat called COVID-19? What will you give to God when he commands the death angel to turn back? What do you give God when he constantly protects you from dangers you are unaware of? Maybe you think God wants nothing from you. After all, he created everything. What could you possibly give to God who owns everything you see and touch or own? What should your response be when God delivers you after many years of spiritual bondage? How do you show gratitude when God showers mercy on you when you make the same bad decisions time after time? Many of the messes God rescues us from are messes we constantly get entangled with time after time. Maybe you're satisfied with grabbing whatever you can from God. Many are mere takers from God, giving little back. These are unaware how ungrateful they show themselves to God. Why squander your divine relationship with God by being so selfish toward Him? What shall you render unto the Lord for His benefits that keep you spiritually alive? Recall the song, "You can't beat God giving, no matter how hard you try. The more you give, the more He gives to you. Just keep on giving because it's really true. You can't beat God giving, no matter how hard you try." Even so, resolve in your heart now that you will render to God what He deserves throughout the new year, and do so unconditionally. Nothing is going on in this universe outside of God's control, including COVID-19. During COVID-19, just sit back and see what God is steadily giving you. What are the benefits that God keeps on giving? God continually gives you His inclined ear. God never turns His ear away from hearing your prayers. God is always listening. God is giving you eternal deliverance. The sting of death is sin, but through Jesus Christ, we have victory over death. God gives us many deliverances in our daily battles with sin. God gives you bountiful treatment. Out of His infinite grace, He supplies all your needs. God has a habit of giving you more than you ask. God gives you freedom from bondage. God steadily gives you victory over the habits of sin if you truly want freedom. God frees you from doubt and fear. God preserves you in your brokenness. Trust me, COVID-19 is no match for God. These benefits are spiritual in nature. Only through Jesus can these benefits truly be appreciated. If you only have material wealth and none of the spiritual benefits, you will eternally perish. In our text, the psalmist tells his beautiful testimony to openly share his gratefulness to God. He gives us an example to follow when rendering to the Lord what is rightfully due Him. The psalmist asks, "What shall I render unto the Lord?" The word render means to make, to cause, to do, to exhibit, to present, and to pay. We are to render acceptable service to the Lord. What shall you render to the Lord? Render your faith to the Lord. Honor the Lord by trusting in His word. Render your love to the Lord. What is the great commandment? To love one another and to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Render your obedience to God, which is essential to upholding your profession of faith. Render yourselves as a living sacrifice and service to the Lord. What are the benefits for rendering to God His just due? First, acceptable rendering will deepen your devotion and obedience to the Lord. Your primary duty in your rendering to the Lord is to continually declare your love for the Lord. We love that which we are most devoted to, but our devotion to the Lord is challenged and constantly disrupted when we are contending with the world. With so many life distractions, it will take spiritual tenacity to sustain your devotion to the Lord. Your rendering to the Lord demands that you reorder your life so you may have quality time for actively loving the Lord through spiritual service. We are so busy with daily life that it won't take much for our devotion to slide off the radar. But this is the devil's strategy to get you too involved with personal agendas, that your loyalty to Christ quietly switches to worldly influences. Devotion to the Lord increases our affection for the Lord. Our love for the Lord must grow to be the noblest of love for anyone we know, because Jesus first loved us. This is what rendering to the Lord is about, loving the Lord as He loves us. But our love for the Lord is imperfect. Man loves many things that are abominable to the Lord. Striving to love what the Lord loves will be our rendering to the Lord. But how do we reorder our affections for the Lord? Paul shows us how to render to the Lord and grow in His love. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. This will be quite a challenge in a COVID-19 way of life. We all have grew up attending church services each week. We've attended revival services, prayer services, Bible studies, and special programs. Almost a year now, we have been apart. What this means is we have to learn the art of self-discipline, worshiping God, praising the Lord, reading our Bibles, and spending quality time in prayer. For now, we have to learn to render to God our acceptable worship and service, starting in the privacy of our home lives. I don't believe God will allow the church, which is comprised of all believing saints, to be separated too long. The church is one corporate body representing the very body of Christ. There is no alternative to the church, and the church is not the church building. You and I and all the believing saints are the church. Jesus said, "The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church." Second, acceptable rendering will invite the Lord to take control of your situation. It is your duty to always call on the Lord in all situations trying to manipulate you into reacting in the flesh. Your rendering to the Lord is your opening the door of your heart to the Lord who is ever knocking. Realize the believer's life requires a continuing act of deliverance on God's part as you render to the Lord, even as your enemies close in for the kill. You needed deliverance yesterday, and before the day is over, you will need the Lord's deliverance again. When you add up all the stresses, afflictions, pressures, and aches and pains that you contend with every day, you too will confess with the psalmist, "The pains of hell won't let go of me." Your rendering to the Lord is actually your call on the Lord for his work of grace to counter all the ills of life through spiritual healing. The mercy of the Lord is an act of deliverance to cancel the consequences for the sins you committed against the Lord. As you endure your afflictions of this life, apply God's word to every situation. The Bible says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Third, acceptable rendering will spiritually motivate you to deepen your service to the Lord. All you do in life should have spiritual meaning. Too often, we live by fleshly reactions to what happens to us. When you are walking by sight, by emotions, selfish motives, pleasure, then you will be tossed to and fro aimlessly like a boat on the angry sea. You are no good to the Lord then. Our rendering to the Lord must bring spiritual return. The Lord aims to help us to live more nobly, such that we can be enlisted in spiritual service and draw others into salvation. We are profitable to God when we walk according to God's plan of salvation. When we resolve to walk upright before the Lord, our rendering will bear spiritual fruit in a sin-sick world. But we have to have sticking determination to live upright. Until we do, our living will resemble a roller coaster ride that bends and twists to the dictates of the world. Keep in mind, as you render to others, you are also rendering to the Lord. For as you do unto your brother and sister, you do so also to the Lord. Solomon gives us the template for rendering to the Lord our duty to what is due to God. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Let me add, the psalmist knows the purpose of God's mercy is not to continue living in sin. Instead, God's mercy opens the door to live upright. Having the slate of your sins cleaned means God is enabling you to resume your living righteously without the guilt of the past. The psalmist has tasted God's grace and mercy and now aims to live in God's holy presence. He will now be a testimony and will speak of the mercies of God. We should follow this psalmist's example. We need God's mercy, but once mercy is applied, resolve to change your ways and strive to live in righteousness in all matters. In conclusion, I urge you in 2021 to increase your rendering to the Lord. Pray and ask God to give you opportunity to serve Him, not only in the context of a church building, but in our homes, workplace, even in a Walmart checkout line. With the closing of churches, those who are lost have less opportunity to hear the gospel, but they can hear and see Jesus in you. You can offer words of comfort and intercede on their behalf. Ministering in the faith is not limited to the context of organized religion or a church service, but you can be actively ministering in your private interactions with others. Your rendering to the Lord must be nothing less than acceptable service to God. The Lord's benefits will enable you to be spiritually productive in making disciples wherever you are. Acceptable service to God will indeed move God on your behalf. When you are truly rendering to the Lord, you are enabled to render a spiritual service to everybody God sends your way. The Lord's benefits are not for self-profit, but for the gain of all men. Paul urges the saints to follow him as he followed Christ. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. In 2021, will you be rendering to God His just due for all the fresh mercies He pours on you each morning? God bless you all.